He also said the cause of his death at a prison in Siberia is not yet known. Over 200 people have been arrested across Russia for holding rallies and memorials for Mr. Navalny. US Vice President Kamala Harris says it highlights why the West has been backing Ukraine in its war with Russia.
The reports of his death are further proof of Putin's brutality. It reminds us why our support for Ukraine is so important.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops have withdrawn from the besieged eastern city of Avdiivka. Kyiv is facing acute shortages of ammunition after months of fierce fighting and US military aid delayed for months in Congress. One person has been arrested as thousands of people gather in London as part of a global day of pro-Palestinian action. They're calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. A new treatment for Parkinson's disease that involves wearing a portable drug pump will be available on the NHS in England later this month. It'll deliver medication that will improve how the brain transmits messages to nerves that control movement 24 hours a day. The option means patients will no longer have to take multiple tablets. In sports, England's cricketers face a huge challenge if they're to win the third test away in India. The hosts closed in their second innings on 322 runs ahead on 196 for 2 in Rajkot. England crumbled to 319 earlier in the day. Opener Ben Duckett, who scored 153, says batting collapses are always a possibility when taking risks.
When you're playing this exciting brand of cricket and always taking the positive option, you have to stay level. These things are going to happen.
Thrashed Brentford 4-1 to stretch their advantage at the top of the Premier League to 5 points. Mo Salah was among the scorers on his return from injury. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you're safe and well. It's 2 minutes past three on a Saturday afternoon. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours and the weekend by now for the next 3 hours. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a mostly dry day across our area with the odd bright spell coming into this afternoon, but the cloud is beginning to increase now and winds will strengthen later into the evening. Still feeling mild though, maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 14 degrees Celsius. Tonight it will stay breezy and turning wet through the evening as rain will spread in from the west to persist for much of the night. It may be heavy in some parts of our area. Temperatures will stay mild though. Minimum temperature overnight is 12 degrees Celsius. Sunday we'll see the overnight rain slowly clearing during the morning to leave a largely dry day with some brightness during the afternoon and maybe the odd shower later. Still mild tomorrow though. A similar temperature to today, a maximum of 14 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. Through the whine and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if its nose that stretched down ever stand straight. And I need you more than won't you. And I want you all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the then won't you? And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
thought we'd play that song in honour of Steve Wright, one of this country's most innovative radio broadcasters who we sadly lost earlier this week. And that was his closing theme on his show for many years. This is our lineman, Glenn Campbell. So it's 7 minutes past three. Saturday the 17th of February 2024. Welcome into Phoenix Sport. A busy afternoon of sport. All of the football action. We had two featured matches. Leighton Orient versus Burton Albion in League One. Amelia Hooper is down at Brisbane Road for us reporting on that. And at New Lodge, Jack Patmore is reporting on Billericay Town versus Horsham in the ESPN Premier League. Plus all of the league and non-league action going on this afternoon. Rugby Union, although the Six Nations is taking a break this week, there's plenty going on with Premiership Rugby Cup semi-finals and the United Rugby Championship, plus all of the local rugby as well. And in Rugby League, the Super League has returned for 2024. I'll be taking a look at the matches that have gone on so far. And looking ahead to two games taking place tonight at 5:30 as well. Racing from Ascot, where the big race of the day takes place at 3:36 to Betfair Ascot Chase. Also meetings at Wincanton, Haydock, Gowan Park in Ireland, and a couple of evening meetings at Newcastle and Wolverhampton. We'll be looking at cricket on what was a fairly disastrous third day of the third test for England in India. Snooker, the Welsh Open semi-finals are underway. I'll have a look at those. Maybe the odd other sports story as well, plus plenty of great music in between. So stick around as much as you can between now and six, and it's live.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here, where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you a reason, something you know is strong. And with you I see the best thing is free.
Song from Oakford, All the Love We Need. With the time at 12 minutes past four, first off, we're going to focus on football. And firstly, what happened last night? There was a big game in the Championship. Two sides pushing for promotion, or at least a playoff spot. West Bromwich Albion and Southampton met at the Hawthorns. And Saints went into this match after their long unbeaten run had come to an end in midweek. But they put that behind them as they beat the host by 2-0. Goals in each half from Ryan Fraser and David Brooks gave the Saints, Southampton, that is, all 3 points with a 2-0 win. And they moved back into the automatic promotion spots at the expense of Leeds United. Also last night, it was a big game in the FA Women's Super League. Chelsea versus Manchester City. And leaders Chelsea saw their 22-game unbeaten run ended by the visitors, who won 1-0. WSL top scorer Khadija Shaw scored for Manchester City after 14 minutes. And they are now level on points with the leaders. Chelsea have a superior goal difference over them. Some early kickoffs in the football today, and one of those was Brentford versus Liverpool, the leaders in the Premier League, and it was ultimately a comfortable win for Liverpool, and Darwin Nunez gave them a lead in the 35th minute. They were up at half-time. Alexis McAllister made it 2-0 on 55, and Mo Salah scored a third on 68. Ivan Toney pulled one back for Brentford on 75 minutes, but Cody Gabko added a fourth for Jurgen Klopp's side 4 minutes from time. So as it stands, they are 5 points clear. As it stands, they're 2 points clear of Arsenal, because Arsenal have taken an early lead at Burnley this afternoon. But prior to the 3 o'clock kickoffs, they were 5 points clear at the top of the table. Meanwhile, in the Championship, Leeds United visited Plymouth Argyle in a lunchtime kickoff and moved up back up to the automatic promotion in second place, as they won by 2 goals to nil. Very good goal by Willie Goodman. Okay, leads the lead after just 10 minutes. And after 72 minutes, Jorginho Rutter's goal gave them a 2-0 lead, and that was the way it stayed at home park. There was one fixture in the Women's Super League which took place at lunchtime today. Arsenal Women versus Manchester United. And the final score was Arsenal 3, Manchester United 1. I'm going to be taking a look at what's happened so far in the 3 o'clock kickoffs when we come back shortly.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available to our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Just before I get back to the football, there's one racing result which has come through whilst we've been on the air. The 3 o'clock at Ascot was won by number one, 3 under 3 5, priced at 5 to 1. Second was number 7, Rapper, priced at 18 to 1. And third was number 3, Sean Blue, priced at 5 to 1. 9 runners in that race. The favourite was number 2, Victorino, who was priced at 2 to 1, but ended up finishing 4th. So, first off, in the Premier League, there are 5 3 o'clock kickoffs. West Ham United, by the way, are away to Nottingham Forest, and along with Fulham versus Aston Villa, Newcastle versus Bournemouth, and Tottenham versus Wolves, all of those matches are currently goalless. The only goal in the 3 o'clock so far in the Premier League has come at Turf Moor, where Burnley are hosting Arsenal, and the Gunners have made the best possible starts from their point of view. Martin Odegaard has given them the lead in only the 4th minute there. Moving on to the Scottish Premiership meanwhile, and there were 5 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon. The only goals have come at Pittodrie, where Neil Warnock's Aberdeen are hosting Hibernian, and Hibs took the lead in the 13th minute through Martin Boyle, but within 2 minutes Nicky Devlin had levelled the scores for the Dons, so it's currently 1-1 there. The other 4 matches are currently goalless. Getting back to England, and in the Sky Bet Championship, there has been an early goal in a match between Huddersfield Town and Hull City, and Hull have scored through Greaves in the 7th minute. The only other goals so far in the Championship have come in a match between Swansea City and Ipswich Town, who got back to winning ways during the week with a thumping 4-0 victory away at Millwall. And they've already won 1-0 up down in South Wales. My mouse has got stuck, so just bear with me a second. Nathan Broadhead has given the Tracks boys the lead after 13 minutes of that game. And meanwhile, at Deepdale, there's an All Lancashire affair, and it's Preston North End versus Blackburn. Blackburn have gone in front down there. Sorry, I'm having to flip between screens here because one of them's going wrong. I'll have to do some maintenance in just a second, I think. Sammy Smodic has given Blackburn the lead after 7 minutes. All of the other 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Championship are currently goalless. Late 70s Motown classic now from the Commodores, Brick House.
It all hang out. She's a bread house. I like little stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a bread house. Well, put together, everybody knows this is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose? She used 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand. Cause she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out. And she's a brick house. Oh, like Lady Stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy way, make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah, yeah. She knows she's built and knows how to please. Sure enough to knock a strong man to his knees. Cause she's a big house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out. Shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down, down. Shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down. Break house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty.
Sort out a little technical hitch I had there. So I've got to do the travel very shortly, but I'll continue with looking at the football after that. Now, one of the non-league games taking place this afternoon should have taken place last Saturday in the fifth round of the FA Vars, last 16 of the competition. Great Wakering Rovers of the Essex Senior League are away at Highworth Town of the Hellenic League. That is being played this week instead. And I can tell you, Wakering have made the best possible start in that game down in Wiltshire. Kingdom Dawson has opened the scoring for Great Wakering in only the third minute, and the Essex Senior League side are 1-0 up in that game. The time now is 25 minutes past three.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Taking a look first at the roads across our area. There were a few hold-ups in Brentwood earlier on King's Road towards the High Street and also on Brook Street, going towards Brook Street roundabout, but things seem to be moving okay in Brentwood now, apart from Ongar Road, which is a bit busy still towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. No reported issues in Billericay at the moment, but a few things further afield. The M25 clockwise is slow between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 bridge. Also, the M11 underbound is slow between Junction 5 for Loudoun and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Harlow is busy on Edinburgh Way, the A414 between London Road and Howard Way. There is some slow traffic on Crown Hill in Rayleigh going up towards the High Street. Canvey Island, there is some slow traffic on Long Road, the A130 westbound between Furtherick Road and Canvey Road. A12 northbound is a bit busy between Junction 11 for the M25 and Brook Street and Junction 12 for Shenfield. And in Chelmsford this afternoon, usual hotspots going towards the Army and Navy roundabout, Bathurst Road, Baddow Road and the Baddow all currently busy. A couple of things down in Southend this afternoon. West Street is a bit slow, going towards Victoria Road. And on the seafront, Marie Parade going to Western Esplanade is a bit busy as well. Now, taking a look at public transport, there are some alterations on the trains this weekend. The track renewal works between Liverpool Street and Shenfield, and this is affecting trains on both Greater Anglia and the Elizabeth Line. No services between Liverpool Street and Shenfield. Rail replacement buses are in operation between Southend Victoria and Newbury Park underground stations. Underground station, and from there passengers can use the central line. Rail replacement buses are also in operation today between Wickford and Southminster. And as I say, the Elizabeth line also affected by this, but there are replacement buses in operation on there. Also on C2C trains, the Basildon line has engineering works between Liverpool Street and Barking. So services being diverted to Fenchurch Street and will not call at Stratford, but are calling additionally at West Ham. Tickets are being accepted on the Jubilee line. London Overground, no service all weekend between Romford and Upminster. DLR, no service all weekend between Bangor Tower Gateway and Canningtown and Lewisham, or between Stratford and Canary Wharf. Replacement buses are in operation. And there are some delays on the Central and Victoria lines on the London Underground. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. So back to the football. There's been another goal in the Premier League. It's come at Craven Cottage, where Fulham are taking on Aston Villa, and Ollie Watkins has given Unai Emery's side the lead on 23 minutes there. Elsewhere, more goals in the Championship. City, Sunderland and St Andrews. Tony Mowbray facing the club who sacked him earlier this season. And it's Sunderland who have gone in front. Jack Clark after 22 minutes. There's been a goal at the King Power, where leaders Leicester are taking on Middlesbrough, but it's Borough who have taken the lead in the first half. Vin Azaz on 24 minutes. Goal at Carrow Road, Norwich City versus Cardiff City, and Cardiff's Jaminu Collins has given the Welsh side the lead on 19 minutes. D-Day, meanwhile, is now Preston nil Blackburn 2. Sam Gallagher has doubled Blackburn's lead on 23 minutes in that game. So on to League One. No goals at Brisbane Road so far in their featured match between Leighton Orient and Burton Albion. But there's been a couple in a match between Bolton and Charlton. Victor Adebayo gave Bolton lead on 19 minutes. But 3 minutes later, Freddie Ladapo on loan at Charlton from Ipswich Town currently has equalised for the Addicts on 22. Carlisle United nil, Cambridge United 1. In League One, Sulai Kaikai for Cambridge on 15 minutes. Port Vale, who appointed a new manager during the week, Darren Moore recently sat by at Sheffield Wednesday, but he wasn't out of work for long. Huddersfield, not Sheffield Wednesday, that was his last but one club. But Moore is now the manager of Port Vale, and he's seen his side make a good start down at Cheltenham. Nathan Smith has given them the lead on 25 minutes. And there's been a goal in the match between Fleetwood Town and Barnsley. Barnsley have taken the lead in the 23rd minute through Sam Cosgrove. The only other goal so far in League One is at Sixfields, where it's Northampton Town 1, Bristol Rovers 0. Patrick Broff for Northampton in the third minute of that game. In League Two, Colchester United are at home this afternoon. They're playing Accrington Stanley at the Community Stadium. No goals in that one. There's been three goals already in the match between Grimsby and Doncaster. Excuse me. The first two came from Doncaster. Luke Molyneux after 6 minutes, and Joe Ironside on 8 minutes. Danny Rose has pulled one back for Grimsby after they won a penalty in the 18th minute, which he converted. There has been a goal in a match between Salford City and Barrow. Callum Hendry after 26 minutes for Salford. Swindon Town 0, MK Dons 2. Stephen Wynn scoring in only the 4th and 8th minutes for MK. Has just been a goal at Plenton Park. It's Tranmere Rovers 1, Stockport County the leaders 0. And also at the Racecourse Ground, where Wrexham are playing Notts County, Stephen Fletcher scoring for Wrexham in the 20th minute of that game. Vanarama National League, it's what you might call a must-win for Southend United this afternoon. They've travelled to the bottom club, Oxford City, and they've gone into this match only outside the relegation zone on goal difference, but it's not been a good start for the Shrimpers. Oxford City have taken the lead there. Dakenham and Redbridge are on the road this afternoon as well. They have travelled to York City, where they are already 1-0 up. Jake Hessenthaler gave the Daggers the lead in the 11th minute. AFC Vale 2, Barnet 2 is the latest score up in Lancashire. By the way, the top two are in action this afternoon. Bromley, who knocked Avely out of the FA Trophy last week, of course, and they're in second place in the National League. They are playing the runaway leaders, Chesterfield. There are no goals in that one so far. There has been a goal at the Shado. It's FC Halifax Town 1 at Woking 0. Luke Summerfield for Halifax in the 24th minute. It's also been a goal in the match between Hartlepool and Bournemouth. Bournemouth's Kabongo Tishimanga gave them the lead in only the first minute there. Oldham have gone in front at Maidenhead. Joe Garner, veteran striker, after 16 minutes down there. Watchdale 1, Solihull Moors 1. Callum Aycock gave Solihull lead in the 6th minute. Keon Hayes equalised from Watchdale on 18. And a great start for Gateshead away to Wealdstone this afternoon. Gateshead are already 3-0 up in that game. Into the National League South, Braintree Town on a really good run of form at the moment. Unbeaten in their last five, of which they've won four, facing an out-of-sorts Torquay United, whose recently poor form has seen them drop out of the playoff spots down to 12th place. Braintree are currently in 8th. It's currently goalless at Cressing Road. Chelmsford City have travelled to Eastbourne Borough. It's 0-0 down in East Sussex as well. And Avery are also away this afternoon. They're at Hampton and Richmond Borough, and that match is currently 0-0. So looking at the Eastbourne Premier League, there's been a goal at New Lodge in our featured match. Billericay Town 1, Horsham 0. Frankie Berryfield has put Billericay in front in the 29th minute. Leaders Hornchurch hosting Haringey Borough this afternoon, and they've made a good start too. They are 1-0 up. Tommy Hoban has given the Urchins a lead on 15 minutes there. Concord Rangers still in the relegation zone, although they're battling hard to try and get out of trouble, but it's not been a great start for them this afternoon. Dulwich Hamlet are the visitors at the Aspect Arena, and it's they who have taken the lead in that match in the 21st minute. Canvey Island travelled to Margate, and Lance Akins gave the goals a lead in the 5th minute, but Margate equalised almost immediately and scored again in the 23rd minute, so Canvey currently trail by 2-1. Hashtag United, meanwhile, are away to Wingate and Finchley. That match is currently goalless. In the Isthmian North, one match was postponed. That was Basildon United's trip to Enfield. That was due to a Waterlow pitch, but all the other matches have gone ahead. Bowers and Pitsy were at home to the leaders Lowestoft Town, and Lowestoft took the lead in the 8th minute and are currently 1-0 up. Brentwood Town are away to Hayley Swift this afternoon, and Jesse Olokolu gave the Blues a lead in the 4th minute. They are still winning 1-0 down at Scraley Road. Walden Tree away at Goulston, and they are currently 2-0 down. Also, it's Grays Athletic 0, Walthamstow 2, Brian Moses after 11 minutes, Ryan Herville after 32 are the scorers for Stowe. Great start for Witham Town away to New Salamis. An own goal by the home side's boxer, Panny Boxer, in the 5th minute, and Shaquille Morris doubled Witham's lead after 8 minutes, and they're winning 2-0. Goalless between Redbridge and Brightling Sea Regents. Also, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, it's Waltham Abbey coming in 4th place at home to Biggleswade Town in 3rd. And if they win this, depending on... Not depending on other results, actually. Abbey will go up to 2nd place. It is currently 0-0 at Kappershots. The time is 23 minutes to 4.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
News of an event taking place this Monday, the 19th of February, at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay. It's called Travels in Argentina. A talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, chairman of BCCS Chelmsford branch, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Admission is £3. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments are available. More details can be found at billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. There is a link to that in the events guide at our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
In rugby union, there were a couple of matches in the United Rugby Championship last night. It finished Scarlet 7 Munster 42 and Zebre 19 Edinburgh 24. One match has already taken place this afternoon, where it's finished Lions 10 Bulls 25. And currently it's Leinster 21, Benetton 10 and Sharks 0, Stormers 12. There's a couple of late kickoffs as well. And it's the semi-finals of the Premiership Rugby Cup this weekend. One of them is taking place today, Gloucester versus Exeter Chiefs. Currently, Gloucester are winning by 12 points to 0. The winners will play either Ealing Trailfinders or Leicester Tigers, who contest the other semi-final tomorrow. In racing, meanwhile, I've got a couple, three other results for you, actually. Wincanton, 307. First was number 2, Sheldon, priced at 9-2. Second was number 1, King's Threshold, the 5-2 favourite. And third was number 4, Dreaming Blue, priced at 5-1. Seven runners in that race. The 315 at Haydock. First was number 7, Yeah Man, the 92 joint favourite. Second was number 10, My Silver Lining, priced at 11-2. Third was number 4, Iron Bridge, priced at 5-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. Other 92 joint favourite was number 6 Famous Bridge, but who failed to finish. And in the 3:27 at Garron Park, number 1 St Sam won that race, the 10-11 favourite. Second was number 5 Riviere Detail, priced at 6-5, and third was number 2 Embittered, priced at 28-1. 5 runners there. This is brand new from Sia and Kylie Minogue, and it's called Dance Alone.
Late night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last roll, desert door, I'm all for I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No. I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
Minutes to 4, you're listening to Brentwood and Billywickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Thank you for choosing us on a Saturday afternoon. Getting back to football, it was a false alarm in the National League at Oxford City, who I mentioned earlier had taken lead against Southend United. I think the goal was disallowed, so it's still goalless in that match. Great Wakering Rovers took the lead in the FA Vars fifth round at Highworth Town in only the third minute, but Highworth have won a penalty. This was in the 33rd minute, and they have equalised from the spot, so it is now one apiece in that tie. Getting back to what else has been going on in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. In League One, Fleetwood Town have equalised at home to Barnsley. Mohamed Lawal in the 32nd minute for the Cod Army, as I believe they're known. And in the Championship, there's been a couple more goals in the match between Swansea and Ipswich. Jerry Yates equalised for the Swans just after the half, after Nathan Broadhead had given the Tractor Boys the lead in the 30th minute. But in the 35th, Connor Chaplin put Kieran McKenna's men back in front, so they are currently winning by 2-1. Been a good week for Ipswich so far. The thumping win at Millwall on Wednesday night, winning by 4-0. And reportedly, their manager Kieran McKenna turned down an approach from Premier League Crystal Palace. Instead, I should just mention about Roy Hodgson, the Crystal Palace boss, who was sadly taken ill the other day. Thoroughly decent man, and I'm sure everybody wishes him a speedy recovery. Getting back to goals in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, it's Celtic 1, Kilmarnock 0 in the Scottish Premiership. Celtic, the leaders and the champions, have gone in front with Kyogo Furuhashi, their Japanese international, scoring in the 32nd minute at Parkhead. There's been an equaliser in the match between Billericay Town and Horsham. The Sussex side have levelled the scores in the 34th minute. Leaders Chesterfield have got ahead of Bromley in the National League. Will Griggs on fire. He has put Chesterfield in front after half an hour there. Also in the National League is now AFC Halifax Town 2, Woking 0. Florent Hotty scoring Halifax's second on 33 minutes. And a bit of a surprise storyline, scoreline even, in the Championship at the King Power. Middlesbrough are now 2-0 up against the leaders Leicester. Samuel Silvera has scored Borough's second on 37 minutes. Leaders Portsmouth are 1-0 up against Reading in League One. Paddy Lane for Pompey after 36 minutes of that game. What a great first half Walthamstow are having in the Isthmian North away to Grays Athletic. Brian Moses has scored Walthamstow's third on 37 minutes, and they are winning by 3-0. In League 2, meanwhile, it's Crawley Town 1, Forest Green Rovers 0. Crawley scoring the 39th minute. Canvey Islands 3-1 down now at Margate in the Isthmian Premier League. Fulham 0, Aston Villa 2 now in... Villa had one disallowed, possibly through VAR, possibly not. Meanwhile, in the Championship, is now Millwall 0 Sheffield Wednesday 2. Two sides in real trouble, but Wednesday having a really good first half. Anthony Musaba scoring the L's second in the 41st minute. A couple more from the Championship. Norwich have equalised against Cardiff through Josh Sargent, and they just scored again. Gabriel Sara has put the Canaries 2-1 up against Cardiff City 1 minute before half time. And finally, for now, also in the Championship, it is Preston 2, Blackburn 2. Blackburn were leading by 2-0, but Robbie Brady and ML Rees, going towards half time, have equalised for North End.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16 can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a win? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
First half-time scores are coming through in the football. I'm going to start running through those very shortly, but some matches are still going on. York City have equalised against Dagenham and Redbridge in the National League. Ryan Fallow field for the home side 2 minutes before half-time. And looking at the half-time scores, in Eastman Premier League, Hornchurch leaders are 1-0 up against struggling Haringey Borough at half-time at Bridge Avenue in the Eastman Premier League. In the National League, goalless between Ebbsfleet United and Eastleigh. Goalless between Oxford City and Southend United at the break. Also in the National League, of course. North, Alden Tiptree away to Goulston, and the Jabbers are 2-0 down at the break. No goals in the first half in the Championship match between Coventry and Stoke. Cheltenham have equalised against Port Vale in League One. Matty Taylor in first half injury time for Cheltenham. Half-time in League One, it's goalless between Shrewsbury and Wigan. Colchester United are 1-0 up at the break at the Community Stadium against Accrington Stanley. Noah Chilvers gave the Ewes the lead 5 minutes before half-time. Also in League Two, Tranmere the won Stockport leaders 0 at the break. And our Peter Batchy News been Premier League this afternoon. The half-time whistle has gone at New Lodge, and it's Billericay Town 1, Horsham 1. We'll be hearing from Jack all about that in a while. Grays Athletic 0, Walthamstow 4. It's the half-time score at Chadfields. Great first half for Walthamstow. Marco Finneran of Grays Athletic scored an own goal in first half injury time to provide Stowe's fourth. Dreadful start for Grays in that game. Championship at the break, it's Birmingham 0, Sunderland 1, and Bristol City 0, Queen's Park Rangers 1. Ilias Shear scoring QPR's goal 4 minutes before half time. No goals at the New York Stadium. Also in the Championship, it's Rotherham 0, Watford 0. Goalless between Derby and Stevenage. Two sides pushing for promotion in League One. Also in League 1, it's Fleetwood 1, Barnsley 1 and Peterborough 1, Blackpool 0. Both of those are half-time scores. League 2, goalless at the break between Newport and Gillingham. Wrexham leading Notts County by a goal to nil at half-time. In the Scottish Premiership, there has been a goal at Dens Park just before half-time from Scott Tiffany of Dundee, who's put his side 1-0 up against Ross County. Back to half-time score. In the National League, no goals in the match between Kidderminster Harriers and Dorking Wanderers. And in the Isthmian Premier League, it's Wingate Finchley 0, hashtag United 0 at half-time. Half-time at the Len Salmon Stadium in the Isthmian North, it's Bowers and Pitsy 0, Lowestoft leaders 1. Burnley 0, Arsenal 2 is the half-time score at Turf Moor in the Premier League. Bukayo Saka scored from the penalty spot in the 39th minute after Martin Odegaard had given the Gunners a lead in the 4th minute. Also in the Premier League, Stonemate and St James's Park at half-time. It's Newcastle 0. Bournemouth, Eddie Howe's former club, of course, 0. Championship, Leicester 0. Middlesbrough 2 is now confirmed as a half-time score. League 1 is goalless at the break between Lincoln and Exeter. And it's Northampton Town 2, Bristol Rovers 0. Portsmouth 1, Reading 0. That is a half-time score in League 1. Scottish Premiership, couple of half-times. Aberdeen 1, Hibernian 1, and Hearts Motherwell 0. National League, a trio of half-time scores. AFC Vale 2, Bartley 2, FC Blackstown 2, Woking 0, and Rochdale 1, Solihull Moors 1. And in the Championship, Norwich leading Cardiff 2-1 at the break. Ipswich away to Swansea, leading by the same score down in South Wales. And it's Leighton Orient 1, Burton Albion 0 in one of our featured games. The O's won a penalty in the 43rd minute. That was converted by George Moncur. By the way, I was at Brisbane Road on Tuesday night when they played Northampton. I went down there to report for our website, and it was the most incredible and most entertaining match I've seen for quite a while, actually, as the O's ran out 4-3 winners, with the winner coming from Rule Soteriou in the 97th minute. If you want to see a report on that match and also hear an interview with O's head coach Richie Wellens, go to the sports section of our website, phoenixfm.com, and you can find it there. We'll be hearing from Amelia all about that game in a while, and looking down at some further half-time scores. It's currently AFC Wimbledon 0, Morecambe 0, and Crewe 0, Harrogate 0 in League 2. Salford 1, Barrow 1. That is another half-time from League 2. And Celtic 1, Kilmarnock 0. It's confirmed as a half-time score in the Scottish Premiership. Also in the Scottish Premiership, it's Livingston 1, St Mirren 0. Tete Yenge, 3 minutes into first half injury time, putting Livingston in front, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. Bromley 0, Chesterfield 1 is now a half-time score. Hartlepool have equalised against Bourne Wood in the National League. That is now a half-time score. No goals in Aveley's match away to Hampton and Richmond Borough in the National League South at half-time. Also at half-time National League South, it's Braintree 0, Torquay 0, and Eastbourne Borough 0, Chelmsford City 0. News coming up soon, something vintage from Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Taking us there, this is Peggy Sue.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.